The Mandela Highway is one of the country's most heavily traversed roadways. The thoroughfare is being widened in keeping with the government's commitment to developing the island's road network. Work on the Mandela Highway began in August of 2016 and is expected to be completed by August 2018.
We are doing a lot of the subgrade, the bridge work at this time. We are preparing to move the traffic from those motorists who use the eastbound carriageway, that's the carriageway heading into Kingston between the off-ramp at the east-west toll road and the Hydel group of schools.
Manager of Communications and Customer Service at the National Works Agency, NWA, Stephen Shaw. Work is slated to begin soon on a box culvert or bridge in the vicinity of 6 miles, while work continues on a similar structure at the Fresh River.
We're looking now to move them on to the other side of the road, which is the westbound, which is going to be shared in a similar way that the Mandela would operate before we started the construction. And even now, they have 4 lanes, and so 4 lanes will be open to allow work to take place on the what we refer to as the northern side of the corridor.
Mr. Shaw says the employees and contractors have been working well together, and the only recent challenge so far has been in relation to a nearby school.
And there is always the temptation for students to try and dash across the road. We have been there. I have been there. I have had discussions with the principals and we have indicated to them that they will have to get the children to understand that their safety is paramount. But what instead they should do is to use those areas that have been designated for use by ourselves. We are committed to working together to improving the situation for everyone concerned.
Mr. Shaw says at the end of the project, the agency anticipates that commuters will be happy with the results.
Persons will be able to get to work feeling more energized. They'll be able to get to work earlier. There should be a reduction in the loss of productive time. Fuel is not produced here in Jamaica. It is something that we have to spend foreign exchange to purchase. And so if vehicles become more fuel efficient in terms of being able to get to from point A to point B that much quicker, then that should also redound to the benefit of the country generally, because we'll be able to reduce our fuel bill.
The Mandela Highway is one of the most important links between the Kingston metropolitan area and the northern, western and southern parts of the country. Usually, 80,000 vehicles traverse the roadway daily, and the current upgrading work focuses on 3.6 kilometres of road between the 6 miles overpass bridge and the off and on ramps to the Highway 2000 east-west corridor. The construction is being carried out by the China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC, under a $64 million contract as part of the major infrastructure development project being financed through a concessionary loan from the government of China. The upgrade of the roadway will increase the number of lanes from 4 to 6, and the road will be lifted in some sections. In addition, the eastbound ramp to Washington Boulevard will be increased to 2 lanes, up from the current single lane. The contract to widen and upgrade Mandela Highway was signed in July 2016, and work started a month later.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sec study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
See it, boss. And this me collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
Yo,
slow today.
Tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811. Or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.